First thing we do is we're gonna go ahead and put the barrel all the way up to do so, but your battle buddy's gonna push it up. Make sure it's lined up. You're gonna hold it on the top of the barrel here so it doesn't slide. I'm gonna go ahead and grab that C-ring again. I'm gonna take my two fingers, I'm gonna put one in front of the spring, my thumb behind it, and do the same thing on the opposite side. I'm gonna pull straight down, and I'm gonna insert the spring, and I'm gonna push it all the way in. And then I'm gonna give a little tap. Make sure it's all the way in. The upper receiver is complete for right now, so we're gonna go ahead and lay that down. We're gonna get our buffer and our buffer spring. We're gonna put them together. Again, my battle buddy's gonna help me out. We're gonna slide it in place. We're gonna put the safety back in. Count three over, one, two, three. Slide it in. I'm gonna grab my screwdriver. I'm gonna put it in the notch that's built into the buffer, and I'm gonna push in. Once I get it about right here, I'm gonna tell my buddy, go ahead and take the pin out. He's gonna take the pin out, and I'm gonna keep pushing all the way in. And then I'm gonna line up that groove on the bottom of the lower receiver and on the buffer, and I'm gonna turn it and to where that notch is in the top of the weapon. Again, let me go ahead and show you where that's at. If you look right here, you'll see that the notch is in the top of the weapon and not in the bottom of the weapon. So we've got the buffer and buffer spring back in properly. Next thing we're gonna do is we're gonna locate our bolt assembly. And on the bolt assembly, you just gotta remember that the charging handle is on the right-hand side of the weapon. And it just lays right inside the weapon, like so. Now that I've got that, we're gonna go ahead and get the upper receiver and we're gonna marry it up with the lower receiver. To do that, one thing I wanna show you real quick is on the lower receiver on the very front, there's a notch right here. That notch must go underneath the rail on the front of the lower receiver. So what I'm gonna do is my battle buddy is gonna go ahead and hold it up, put the front in first. While he's doing that, I'm gonna go ahead and pull the charging handle about halfway. The bolt assembly and the spring will come back about halfway. We do that so that the upper receiver will fit on the lower receiver. Once it's in place, I'm going to lower, let the bolt go forward. I'm going to find my mid-lock pin. And with my buddy's assistance, sometimes you got to put some upper pressure on here to make it go in. He'll push in on the top, and it should slide all the way in. Again, you must push in on the pin and push at the same time. And the rear push pin all the way in. And I'm going to go ahead and put my magazine back in. And the way the magazine goes back in is if you look on the very front of the magazine, there's a lip on here. That goes in the front of the magazine well. I'm gonna lift up on the weapon. I'm gonna slide it in place. And you should hear it click. And now you've got the weapon completely reassembled. Now that we've completely reassembled our M107 sniper rifle, we're gonna go ahead and do a function check on this weapon. First thing you wanna do is again, make sure the weapon's unsafe. We're going to drop the magazine out, again by pressing the magazine release. Drop the magazine out. We're going to charge the weapon, release it, and we're going to attempt to pull the trigger. It should not click, it's unsafe. We're going to go ahead and rotate the selector lever to fire, pull the trigger, you should hear the hammer fall, and it did. And then we're going to just go ahead and charge the weapon one more time, put the weapon on safe, and put our magazine back in place. Again, you should hear the click when it's back in place. You've completed a function check on the M107 sniper rifle.